Most people run their Christmas specials during Advent season. We run our Christmas specials during Christmas season, where it belongs. That's because
we are iSnark. Bump it up, bump, 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 bump.
iSnark, you snark, we all snark for the iSnark.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Litter guys drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark, lift high the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Brian Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Jesus. We're in the middle of celebrating his birth. And now, boxing gloves on, here's Brian Michael Page.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent me two boxing gloves. Hello and welcome to our 183rd iSnark Ego Sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina iSnark Amicis Ficinis Vestris. While our idiot of a governor is wishing everybody a happy holiday and getting blank stares from everyone he meets, we at iSnark wish all our listeners a very merry and blessed Christmas. No, I am not late, you see. Although Christmas Day was last Sunday, we're still very much in the season. See, Christmas season starts at Christmas, not ends at Christmas. Yeah, I could wish you all a very happy Easter right around Ascension Week and still be very much accurate. In fact, we're in Christmas season this year until Monday, January 9th. That's when the baptism of the Lord takes place in the ordinary form of the Mass. In the extraordinary form, that will take place on the 13th of January, exactly 1 week after the Epiphany. Today's show is our Christmas special, something I haven't done since the last time I had a parish of my own to work for at Christmas. That last Christmas special was 5 years and 122 episodes ago, back when we were Christos Vincit Anywhere. So you'll be hearing a bunch of music that we did at the Christmas Masses. That is our feature topic today. But first, let's wish the Jungle Screechers a Merry Christmas. After all, even Jungle Screechers celebrate Christmas.
Feast for the week! Feast for the week!
Why, thank you, Jungle Screechers, and Merry Christmas! So, how was your weekend?
What'd he say?
Him say, thank you for a life-size bottle of vodka, although Seamus drank most of it.
Well, someone had to drink it. Those guys weren't budging.
I should have known. What good is a party that involves booze without our good friend Seamus O'Reilly crashing it, right?
Yeah.
And still feeling the effects of such overindulgence. Father Henry Morin of happy memory.
What are you going to do?
Although, today we're going to cover the entire Christmas season and our feast for the week. One, because the Christmas season is short, about 2.5 weeks in the ordinary form, 3 weeks in the extraordinary form, tops. And two, it's the Christmas special. By the way, some of the dates might have passed by the time this show is loaded. But again,
what are you going to do?
So, here goes. Saturday, December 24th, after Vespers, the Vigil of Christmas, the Nativity of Our Lord Jesus Christ. Sunday, the 25th, Christmas, the Nativity of Our Lord Jesus Christ. Three Masses are proper to this day, depending on the hour. There's the Mass at midnight, the Mass at dawn, and the Mass during the day. Monday, the 26th, St. Stephen, deacon and proto-martyr, the first martyr for the Church. And my favorite carol for the feast, Good King Wenceslaus. Also on a secular note, I mentioned earlier the two boxing gloves. on the second day of Christmas, right? On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two boxing gloves. Well, that's because December 26th, our Canadian and British listeners are also celebrating Boxing Day. So, to all our friends on the British Isles and the Great White North, happy Boxing Day, eh? Another beauty about the day after Christmas is that this is the day that most pop stations are usually finished with all that crap that seems to pass for Christmas music these days, or holiday favorites, at least until Halloween 2012, anyways. Tuesday the 27th, St. John, Apostle and Evangelist. Wednesday the 28th, the Holy Innocents, all martyrs, young children, killed on the order of King Herod. My favorite carol for that feast, the Coventry Carol. Luli, Lule, thou little tiny child. Bye-bye, Luli, Lule. Thursday the 29th, simply the fifth day in the octave of Christmas, or the octave of the Nativity. Okay. In the extraordinary form, there was a low mass commemoration of St. Thomas Becket, bishop and martyr. And in the ordinary form, and Anglican use, St. Thomas Becket is celebrated as an optional memorial. Friday, December 30th, sixth day in the octave of the Nativity. That's in the extraordinary form. Now, in the ordinary form, and the Anglican use, is the Feast of the Holy Family. And that is a feast that the extraordinary form people will celebrate on Sunday, the 8th of January. Usually the Holy Family in the ordinary form is celebrated on the Sunday after Christmas, but since Christmas fell on a Sunday and New Year's is the following Sunday, the Holy Family gets moved to the following Friday. Saturday the 31st, seventh day in the octave of the Epiphany, and then in the ordinary form, Pope St. Sylvester I, who was also a martyr. And then finally, Sunday, January 1st, 2012, the octave of the Nativity, or shall we say in the extraordinary form, the circumcision of our Lord Jesus Christ, or in the ordinary form, simply the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. That also stands, by the way, in Anglican use. Monday, January 2nd, in the extraordinary form, the Holy Name of Jesus. Ordinary form, people get to celebrate that on the next day. The ordinary form people will be celebrating on the 2nd, Saints Basil the Great and Gregory Nazianzen, bishops and doctors of the church. And now, Tuesday the 3rd, in the extraordinary form, Feria. And in the ordinary form, the Holy Name of Jesus, which the extraordinary form people celebrated the day before. Wednesday the 4th, in the extraordinary form, Feria. And in the ordinary form, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Thursday the 5th, in the extraordinary form, again, Feria. However, there's also a low mass commemoration of Pope St. Telesphorus, also a martyr. And in the ordinary form, St. John Newman. Friday the 6th, the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's in the extraordinary form, the traditional date of the Epiphany, a.k.a. the 12th day of Christmas. The ordinary form, people will get that in a couple of days. However, on the 6th, the ordinary form does have the feast for a religious by the name of St. André Bessette. Saturday the 7th, extraordinary form, Our Lady Saturday. And in the ordinary form, St. Raymond of Peñafort. Sunday the 8th, extraordinary form, the Holy Family. And in the ordinary form in Anglican use, the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ, which the extraordinary form people celebrated on the 6th. Monday the 9th, in the extraordinary form, Feria. And in the ordinary form, the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's something that the extraordinary form people will get the following Friday, exactly 1 week after the Epiphany. Tuesday the 10th, in all forms, Feria. Wednesday, also in all forms, Feria. However, in the extraordinary form, low mass commemoration of Pope St. Hyginus, also a martyr. Thursday the 12th, extraordinary form and ordinary form, Feria. And the Anglican use has their own memorial for that day, and that is an abbot by the name of St. Benedict Biscop. And finally, Friday the 13th. Yes, I did say Friday the 13th. In the extraordinary form, the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the ordinary form, St. Hilary, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. We'll be back.
Coming up, real Christmas music that you won't hear on any of those top stations. Stick around.
Watching baseball, football, fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand. König Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louis to you.
König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing. König Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Hey!
Don't do this at church.
Here comes Santa Claus, he's got man paws and he's got a gun.
Time for another session of
In What We Have Done and In What We're Going to Do.
And here it is, our feature topic for today, the Christmas special for 2011. We do this by featuring the
In What We Have Done
for the masses of Christmas. And not much differs really in these masses musically except for the propers. And not bad for a little group, four singers, myself included, and a brass trio consisting of trumpet, flugelhorn, and French horn. I did have problems with a couple of the recordings. In the case of some, because the only place I could put the recorder was closest to the brass, it was often hard to hear the singers. So please bear with me on that. The selections, on the most part, were unlike most parishes, though some are very much like a good number of parishes. We started with a six-song prelude 20 minutes before each Mass, and each one seemed to time out like quite nicely, like almost perfect. There's like no more than a two-minute gap between the end of the last prelude and the bell to begin Mass. You'll get to hear most of the prelude. There was only a couple of pieces that ended up not making the cut in the recordings here. You will get to hear most of the prelude, which was opened and closed by the brass trio, and here is the opening of our pre-Mass little mini recital.
Thank you.
familiar to most of you? Yes, Good Christian Men Rejoice. That is the right title, by the way, Good Christian Men Rejoice. Most hymnals today either have Good Christians All Rejoice, blech, or Good Christian Friends Rejoice, double blech. The tune is a 14th century German melody with the Latin title, In Dulci Jubilo. And now here's the first of the choral pieces that we did. Here. Is a Christmas Carol with a familiar text, but sung to a tune that's not usually familiar here in America, unless you're an Anglican. Probably a lot more familiar in England. The tune on this one is called Forest Green, English hymn tune that the harmony that we have here is from Ralph Vaughan Williams. Now here's something that's a little bit more pompous.
Thank you.
Tolite Hostias by Camille Saint-Saëns, known in most Protestant denominations as Praise We the Lord of Hosts. It's my first time ever getting to do this one. My predecessors used it a couple of times in the past. Oh, by the way, my apologies for the bells. They go off 15 minutes before Mass as a rule. Now, the next two pieces didn't quite make the cut in terms of recording, and that was due to some technical difficulties. One I did at the last set of Christmas Masses I got to play, and that was 5 years ago. The anthem in question was In the Bleak Midwinter by Harold Dark, which I am a big fan of. The other piece, Joseph, Dearest Joseph Mine, set to a German tune, and again with a Latin title, Resonate in Laudibus, arranged by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Now the brass will finish off our prelude. Yes, what child is this? The English folk tune Greensleeves, which finished off our little mini prelude. So now we begin Mass, and we begin it with a bang.
Thank you.
And there you go, lo come all ye faithful, starting with the Latin Adeste Fidelis verse, and then going full-blown into the O Come All Ye Faithful, as arranged by the great Sir David Wilcox. Now we're going to play the Gloria for you. We didn't quite get the intonation in, but we're going to intone it for you here.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
You just heard the Gloria from Mass of the Shepherds by Pietro Jan. Yes, the same Pietro Jan that graced the Cathedral of St. Patrick in New York City with his organist and choir master skills. Yes, the same Pietro Jan that gave us the familiar Gesù Bambino. By the way, we also did a Sanctus and Agnus Dei from that same Mass. And now, here's one of the Psalms that some of you have heard, not all of you, but some of you.
Thank you.
Now that when they were Psalm 89 using the antiphon, "Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord," setting by yours truly. This was the psalm for the vigil mass for Christmas Eve. Okay, now as for the other masses, the midnight, or shall we say 10:30, explanations later, the psalm for that mass was Psalm 96, "Today is born our Savior Christ the Lord," setting by Richard Prue and Joseph Gelinow. And the psalm for the mass during the day, the two masses during the day, was Psalm 98, "With all the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God." And that one set to music by Richard Rice. And now, here is the Alleluia. The verse you'll be hearing will be the one for the vigil mass. Alleluia is my own adaptation of the Mode 5 chant hymn, Divinum Mysterium. This is the Alleluia, by the way, we'll be using throughout the Christmas season. And now, here's our offertory.
Thank you.
Okay, and that was, of course, Hawk the Herald Angels Sing. I think everybody knows that. And this is yet another David Wilcox arrangement. Okay, the next two pieces we're going to play back-to-back, and this is the Sanctus Agnus from the Mass of the Shepherds. We're going to play these consecutively right now. There they are, the Mass of the Shepherds, Sanctus Agnus Dei. My predecessor and good friend Dave Sylvester, by the way, had me challenge other musicians on some of the message boards that I frequent that seem to be more focused on contemporary music, just to see who might be doing stuff like Mass of the Shepherds, or maybe other pieces such as Tu Late Hostias, and other nice little classics. And sure enough, in the words of the Beatles, No reply. Now, the memorial acclamation is one that you've heard before. We proclaim your death, O Lord, from my own Holy Angels Mass. And we concluded the Eucharistic prayer with the Dresden Amen, which you've also heard here before. And now, here is our communion, well, for most of the Masses. Well, that was the communion for three of our Masses. The 11:15 was the exception. We'll explain shortly. The communion was Silent Night, which some may know the story. Organ broke down, song written in a pinch on the guitar, using only three chords. But at least Stille Nacht has some reverence to it. The problem is we're still reminded by some of those left-wingers of that story, that same story, but in order to push their agenda of writing bad hootenanny songs in a pinch on their guitars while there was a perfectly working organ in the parish choir loft. But anywho, our recessional hymn was Joy to the World, the tune Antioch, attributed to George Frederick Handel. Then we pulled off a double postlude. The first one was simple, Angels We Have Heard on High for organ and brass, and a second one a little more complex, Hallelujah, the final chorus from Handel's Messiah. Now, before I play this, I have to tell you a little story here, okay? I originally intended this to be an organ postlude, the way I've played it for every year, except for at Two Parishes, Holy Name and Holy Ghost, where I eventually got choirs to sing it. Little did I know, my first Christmas at Sacred Heart, two of my singers have sung it before, and even have sung along in spirit at the first two masses. So come Christmas morning, one of the singers brought in a couple of copies of the score, and we took a stab at it at the end of the 9 o'clock mass. This is the end result, and please forgive my little botch up on the organ at the end. Here it is. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
definitely an informal, almost impromptu rendition of Hallelujah. By the way, after we finished this, the pastor stepped up to the microphone. The mics were still on. And he says, hey, why don't we do this for communion at the next Mass? So, of course, my reply was, I have no problem with that. So, that was the 11:15 communion anthem, and we still had about a half dozen people receiving Holy Communion. Some of them feared it might have been too long. I said, no, we'll do it. We'll do it. Pull it off. So, that was our Christmas. So now, let's take a look at
what we're going to do.
Well, a very busy weekend afoot, consisting of a 10 o'clock funeral on Friday, a 2 o'clock wedding on Saturday, New Year's Eve, and, of course, the Masses for the Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. Well, first, the funeral, okay? It's going to be the typicals. The procession to the casket is the Mode 6 Requiem Aeternum. Procession to the altar, seasonally, I've been doing Jesus, Lover of My Soul. And the reason being is during Advent, there's a hymn that's often sung called Watchmen Tell Us of the Night. Some of the hymnals have it set to the tune A Bed Is With. It's a nice little Welsh tune. Well, Jesus, Lover of My Soul is that same tune, so I've been using that as of late. Psalm 23, My Shepherd is the Lord, by Joseph Gelinau. The Alleluia, same as what we've been doing for the Christmas Masses. I just adapt the proper verse of the day for that particular Alleluia. The Offertory, I'll be doing the melody of Charles Gounod, spread out over the Prelude in C of Johann Sebastian Bach. You've actually heard me pull that off. I think it was on the last episode. And yes, in the nice low key of C. The Sanctus Magnus Dei are from the Missa Pro Defunctis in Latin. The Memorial Acclamation will be the Latin Mortem Tuam Annuntiamus Domine, the chant from the Jubilate Deo. And the Amen will be Dresden. Communion consists of usually two pieces, the Lux Aeterna, Mode 8, and the Jesus Son of Mary, which is sung to the tune of Adore Te Devote. The song for the final commendation that we've been doing as of late is I Believe That My Redeemer Lives, which is written by one of the greater local talents, Henri Saint-Louis. And the recessional is the compulsory Mode 7 in Paradisum. Now for the New Year's Eve wedding, the first of its kind for me in about a decade. Entrance March will be Prince of Denmark's March by Jeremiah Clark. Some scores title this as the Trumpet Voluntary and attributed to Henry Purcell. Later scores, from what I've been seeing, it's Prince of Denmark's March by Clark. The Psalm is Psalm 128, O Blessed Are Those Who Fear the Lord and Walk in His Ways, Joseph Gelinau. The Alleluia, same as Christmas, and again, I'll adapt proper wedding verse accordingly. The Offertory will be the Shube Ave Maria by request. Sanctus and Agnus will be from Mass of Christian Unity, which we did during Advent. That's the one by Jan Vermolst. The Memorial and Amen, same as Christmas. And the Communion, Cesar Franks Panis Angelicus. And finally, the recessional trumpet tuned by Henry Purcell. Now, finally, the Solemnity Mary, Mother of God. At the time I'm recording this, we have not yet gotten the hymns. However, I can tell you the ordinary of the Mass will be exactly the same as at Christmas for three of the Masses, the 5 on Saturday, and then the 9 o'clock and 11:15 on Sunday. The 7:30 Mass, okay, which will be sung by me, myself, and I. The Sanctus and Agnus will be Mass for Christian Unity. The Gloria will be Mass 8. The Psalm, May God Bless Us in His Mercy, Psalm 67, from the Respond and Acclaim book. Saw a bunch of settings that were written by Owen Allstott for OCP. And finally, the Communion Anthem, Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming, a favorite of mine, set to the tune, Es ist ein Rosensprungen.
And now, this message.
Krakowska kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Boom, boom, boom.
Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will. have it today.
Boom, boom, boom.
Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Crystal's Vinchit promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
And now, here's a Christmas favorite from our medieval marvel, Fugly. And there it is, Fugly, giving us the Hymn of the Holy Innocents, the Coventry Carol. Fugly comes courtesy of musicalley.com, and you can find Fugly at his website, povera.com. We now bring you Seamus's Christmas Adventures. Today we welcome you to a special Christmas clip called Seamus's Christmas Adventures. Yes, we sent our favorite drunken little schlep, Seamus O'Reilly, to Smith Hill. What exactly is Smith Hill? Well, the locals around here know. Smith Hill is the top of a big hill on Smith Street in Providence, Rhode Island. Once you get to the top of that hill, just look to your left. You'll find this big white stone building. It's a building that has a dome that somewhat resembles the nation's capital. This is our state house. And that's where Seamus was set on site to report the goings-on over there. I hear they lit a Christmas tree. Am I right, Seamus?
Yes, they did, indeed, light a Christmas tree.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but there's one big problem.
What's that?
The person that got elected as your governor with just 35% of the vote insisted it's a holiday tree. Even I, the legendary Seamus O'Reilly, who's gone 15 times the legal limit on breathalyzers on more than one occasion, knows that it's really a Christmas tree. There's people over there right now singing, "Oh, Christmas Tree."
Well, you and the people singing are absolutely right.
Well, I mean, does this governor even know what holiday we celebrate this time each year?
He most certainly knows. However, he doesn't want anybody else to know. He's kind of fulfilling an agenda.
What's that?
Wipe Christianity off the map. Won't happen here, though. Not when over 60% of Rhode Islanders are Catholic.
So it really is a Christmas tree, even though the governor thinks otherwise?
Yep.
So what do we do to get him to change his mind? Assassinate him?
No, violence isn't worth it, Seamus. I wouldn't put a death wish on anyone. When the next election comes, we just have to vote his little weasel tuchus out of office and hopefully elect someone who gets it.
Yeah, but...
But what?
But we're stuck with him for another 3 years.
Well, maybe he'll grind our gears enough and we can push for a recall. Fellow voters just need to grow a spine.
I snark. Still.
On our next show, Brian reviews a brand spanking new hymnal. Is it a hit or is it a dud? You'll soon find out. We'll be back.
And now, a random thought. You know, when they remake a movie, it's just not the same as the original. Same when some hymnal publishers try to remake a hymn and then change the words around. It's just not the same.
Ay, 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 ay.
Crystal spins, it whitewashed. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
Crystal's vintage whitewash.
I have a question for all you Facebookers out there. How would you like to have the full iSnark experience? We have two great pages for you to enjoy just by hitting the like button. First, the new Fans of the iSnark page on Facebook, where you can stay abreast of the goings-on in the iSnark media world. Want to know if the new show is coming up? That's the best way to keep track. And then the other page, the all-new Christos Vincent music page, where you can find out when yours truly has finished rewriting a psalm setting, or perhaps finished another piece of music. Two great pages to check out, and we just ask one thing of you. Like! You will only find these on Facebook. Go to the iSnark Media page at iSnarkMedia.blogspot.com, and you'll find the links to these right on the sidebar. I want to thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for our next episode. I have two new hymnals in my possession now. Which one do you think I'll review first? Find out then. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
iSnark is brought to you in part by Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of iSnark Media, available in a Polish deli near you, and by König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of iSnark Media. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Christus Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of iSnark Media, guaranteed to clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark, copyright 2011, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.